Hey guys, what's up and welcome back to yet another episode of the Breakthrough Podcast. You know, I'm very excited again. Today I have a very interesting guest. He goes by the name Iggy the Doctor, Iggy the Bastard. Iggy, welcome to the podcast, man. How's it going, bro?
All going good in Goa. Never a dull moment here in my life.
Of course. So Iggy, I've been trying to do some research about what you do in life, and there's so many things you've been doing. So I'm just going to ask you to introduce yourself. What do you do? What's up in life? For your amazing journey so far, tell us, what all do you do in terms of music, in terms of your modeling career? Could you just tell us a bit?
Well, the modeling career has kind of taken a break. I got bored of it, actually. I found it boring. It's like getting really stagnant in the while doing it. It gave me a lot of money. I mean, I made a lot of money through my modeling career. And that's why I was able to set up a community like this, a club, a community, a health lifestyle space. For like-minded people. So yeah, in terms of music, I think you pretty much know that I'm one of the few oldest DJs in India. It's been almost 25 years that I'm playing. I have one of the largest collections of music on vinyl. I'm very particular about sound systems. We have our own brand called Big Butt Audio. I started this club, the space. I wouldn't call it a club. I'm using the word club for understanding.
Yeah.
For some lay people. As a nightclub, it's just not a nightclub. It is more than that. It's a whole experience of it's a health center. It's my home where people come to heal, people come to teach. We learn from one another. Music is the driving force of this project of mine and all the related projects that like even the goat breeding or chicken breeding. So, but the driving force is music. Music is what drives and keeps us alive and kicking. It's a little short introduction about myself. Yeah.
All right. So we all know that you had a good career in modeling. So tell me, how did you come back to music? How did music happen to you? What exactly was the starting point? And how did you take it?
I wouldn't say I came back to music. Music was always going on side by side. I just decided I want to just give up modeling and just focus more on the music. I started this club, Sirius, out of frustration, pure frustration, because of no decent places in India that I can go and showcase my art, and always frustration because of managers or club owners who don't understand what I'm trying to do. And I've had this happen in Delhi when I moved there. I used to pack up the place on the first day itself because I had a good network because of my modeling career. Mm-hmm. And I also play good music. So people liked it. A lot of people who liked it, a lot of people who didn't like it, who didn't understand it. So, but then the club owners and the managers would try to replicate it without me. You know,
okay.
they agree because then you got to pay me X amount of money, right, to run your club. So they found it that, okay, let's try to do it ourselves. And it was always a problem. There's no professional people in the industry, always some kida, you know, someone trying to fuck around. And it kind of demotivates. Yeah. And then you see that they also give, I made a post today about how club owners in Goa, you know, they bring these expensive Instagram artists who are not even artists. They're Instagram con artists, I would call them. You know, how many likes, how many followers? Okay, book that guy. So, you know, this is the scene. I mean, how can you build a music scene by looking at an Instagram profile? You don't even hear music anymore. Today you see amazing photos of them modeling, you know, like showing skin. Okay, show your skin. It's great. Even I show my skin off. Yeah, I don't care. Show your skin. It's not a problem. God gave it to you. You're beautiful. So show it off. But show your music, no? Why not showing the music? So, yeah. So Sirius was built out of pure frustration and lack of spaces. It's by far, I might sound a little modest and praising my own tail and blowing my trumpet, but it's by far the best venue in India. And you can compare it with I've traveled around the world. There is no place like Sirius. There is no freedom like Sirius. There is no spontaneity like Sirius. There is no place where a DJ walks in and kicks off the current DJ playing. It happens at Sirius. Like suppose I'm playing and a friend walks in and say, Iggy, I want to play. I'll walk off. Provided I know that this guy is a good DJ and is going to do a better job. I'll give you a very good example. 2 days ago, one of my favorite DJ, Guido, he's a German. He helped me build the second vinyl ambulance. He's a carpenter as well. And he's been in Goa for the last 20 years. He was a part of the Bhavishyavani crew as well. He was one of the main DJs there. But he's not with them anymore. He's doing his own independent stuff. He invited me to play. And he was playing down the road. I left the place, my place, which I hardly leave. I don't leave Sirius much unless it's really, really like proper venue. You know, they've sorted out the sound. I don't want to go and like get annoyed. So he was playing. I said, hey, Guido, when do you want me to play? He's like, yeah, you can start now. I started playing. And 3 hours later, he's like, Iggy, I don't think I want to disturb you. He comes and whispers in my ear, you're doing all this stuff and I'm hearing you after so long and it's very inspiring. And he's 50 years old, yeah, you know. And he's like, you continue playing. It would be very wrong for me to disturb you. So this is the kind of vibe and this is the kind of relationship I have with my artists and crew. Nowadays, you see DJs, they're playing for 1 hour. 1 hour is not even over. The next DJ is coming, is trying to elbow the other guy off the console. That's not the way it's done. It's happening everywhere. In all the music scenes, whether it's dub, whether it's techno, whether it's psytrance, in all these little scenes, it is happening everywhere. But it doesn't happen here itself. Sometimes you got to wait. I always say this, if a DJ is playing good music, if an artist is doing something good, why would another artist go and want to... What is the hurry? What is the hurry? Why are we going so fast? Look at what we've done to ourselves as humans, as a race. We've called upon ourselves so many problems like COVID and global warming is because we are moving too fast. We need to slow down. We need to have that approach of less is more. Even eating less, for example, you know. I'm 43. Why do I look like this at 43? There's a reason behind it. It's not because I'm taking drugs. It's because I have discipline. DJs at the age of 43, compare them with me because I'm also known to be a drug addict or a drug abuser or whatever. But I'm not actually. I'm just the opposite. Mm-hmm. In fact, people get beaten up by me at Cirrus if they do drugs. The crew, I'll box them. I'll kick them in the ass. I'll staple their fucking ass if I see them doing nonsense because I'm concerned about their health. Because their parents were not able to control them, were not able to give them good education. So I'm being one for them right now. You know, sometimes I get grief for that. You know, Iggy, you're too rough. But I said, someone has to be rough, man. Someone has to be. You know, someone needs to push you to motivate you. Yeah. You know, well, I'm happy to do that for people. You know, I'm happy to teach them music. I'm happy to teach them about food and diet and many other things. And in the process, I'm also learning. It's not like I'm a saint or something. No. So we evolve. We learn from other people's mistakes and our own mistakes. And if we keep repeating our mistakes, there is no evolution.
So I just want to ask you one question in terms of the scene right now. So I'm from Pune, you're from Goa. There's a whole scene happening in terms of there's a lot of techno. It's kind of gotten a bit commercial. What's your take on the music? Because music keeps evolving, keeps changing over the time. I don't know where you started off, where was your music journey, you know, to what genre did it start off. But at the moment, what do you feel is the scenario, the current scene in India all across?
It's very similar all across the world, to be honest, because of the hype, a lot of people get into it, which is a good thing. But there are a lot of flunkies who get into it also. So a lot of... Someone has to start somewhere, right? But there is no standard. The standard is missing. For example, people still use Pioneer mixers because some ex-DJ has endorsed it. They will not go and find out for themselves. There is no space where you can go, but Cirrus is the space. You can come here. There's a Pioneer mixer. There's a rotary like this, which is one of the world's best mixer. This is the model 9100. I don't know if you can see it. It's an Alpha recording system from Japan. And then we have the Allen & Heath. We have the tractor, we have the cog, there's a whole bunch of equipment. So you can, here we can do A-B testing. So the scene in India is just basically people following the hype. The sound systems are very bad. The DJs are very mediocre. Everywhere I go, it's like everyone is sharing the same USB and they're playing from the same thing. All the tracks sound the same. We have a few independent collectives and they're sharing the same music among themselves and each one is playing the same track and it's very boring. So that is the overall scene. But at the same time, on the parallel, you know, there's always good and bad, right? It cannot be only bad or only good. There are some good scenes happening, but it's very small, in very small pockets. For India, such as a big country, it's shit, to be honest. It's terrible. Like you go to Berlin, you go to London, you go to anywhere in Europe, you'll have a bigger scene, a better scene. Much more. Although I've been to Berlin and I've been to London, I've played there in 2007, 2008, 2012, 13. I played at big festivals like Fusion and Feel. And I've also had a bad time there. Like sound systems being terrible. I mean, people talk about German standard and first world country. And it's been terrible. It's been worse than like a Delhi club, yeah. I've gone to a club and play in I won't take the name, in London. And it was worse than playing in Kolhapur or somewhere, man. Maybe the scene in Kolhapur is better. I'm not exaggerating. It was terrible. It was like in 2014 or 15. At that time, it was so bad. Even now, there are a lot of terrible scenes, man. The music, like you have a super club here and half a kilometer down or even 300, 400 meters down the road, you'll have a club playing really terrible, commercial, bad music, you know. So the scene in India is quite new. There are a lot of DJs still playing MP3 music, still playing bad quality on bad quality. So they don't understand why they've gotten into it. There's no proper school, basically. There's no proper guide. there is no medium, and everyone just wants to make quick money, and it's about fast, itna paisa kamana hai. It's like, it's all that. All club owners just want to make money. They invest so much money and they don't understand. Bhagwathar is full of this shit. It's full of it. The other day, I was invited to a play at another big club. I had to leave in 10 minutes. I didn't play because there was so much other noise coming from other clubs that I cannot focus. Music is about, not only about dancing, it's about meditation. It's about traveling. It's traveling. You're in another space. How can you travel when there is so much other noise pollution? Sunburn happens in Goa, for example. Hmm. There are 10 stages for such a small festival. They should have maximum 2 stages. And each and every stage is playing the worst music, blaring into one another. How do you focus? When you got your ideology, your basics wrong, you know? So how do you expect to make the scene grow? And then people take drugs and they... they take MDMA, they're just snorting coke or LSD, and they have a very wrong perception of what it is. Take it if you want, but take it in moderation, take it in a better setting. There is no formal education, even on drugs. People just do it out of peer pressure.
Yeah.
When someone asks me about drugs, I talk to them about it. It's not that I've never taken drugs. I've tried a couple of things. Like I've tried LSD, I've tried cocaine, MDMA, smoking, everybody almost does today. But it's not something I do every day or every weekend. No, it is something it's like a medicine, you know? Like for example, ganja, we're talking about music, but we're also getting into drugs because people say it's a part and parcel of it, but it's not.
Yeah.
You can have music completely without drugs. I play completely sober. Sometimes I'm playing 8 hours, 10 hours, 15 hours, completely sober, just drinking water. And so as I said, there's a lack of education, you know, everyone just getting into it because it's cool.
What do you think is the right, for a DJ who is just coming up? Mm-hmm. A lot of my listeners are a lot of, you can say wannabe DJs, mm-hmm. going to get into the scene, they're practicing at home on their whatever controllers, mm-hmm. and stuff, virtual DJ and stuff. And mm-hmm. then they eventually want to get into, you know, DJing and want to make a career. I get a lot of these guys coming every week, every time I'm hosting a gig. You know, I want to DJ, how do I do this? You know, I have my certain mm-hmm. way of telling them and guiding them. What do you think is the right way if you're you're so vocal about it? What's the right way of someone getting into DJing? What's the right practice?
That would depend on the person's budget.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
also, exactly. Now someone who has the money, there are many ways you can go about it. There's no one fixed way. Yeah. Someone who has the money, buy a set of CD players, buy a good mixer and start practicing at home. Okay. You can take one or two classes from any basic school. You don't need to do a whole program. You can, once you get the basics right, you can even watch another DJ and learn. Today you have everything on the internet.
Of course.
You don't need to go to a DJ school unless the DJ school is amazing. There are no amazing DJ schools in India. I'll tell you, there are at least 15 to 20 DJs who've come from different schools across India to me. And they said, we want to have a session with you. And when I said, go behind the console, none of them could mix properly. None of them had a clue. None of them. And they've paid shitloads of money. And I gave them one class. And I charge a lot, actually. I charge 3,000 rupees an hour. But that 1 hour, you will learn so much that you have not learned in like 10 classes taking it in another school. And they said that one class changed their life. Why? It's because it was done properly. So what you need to start is 2 CD players and a mixer, this virtual softwares and these controllers, throw them in a dustbin. I wouldn't even give it to a child. They're so bad because it gives you, straight away you start on a bad note. Yeah. How if you get a reference, your reference itself is bad in the beginning. How do you wish to grow later? It's not going to happen. So you really need to start on the best. Start with the best always, always. If you cannot afford it, go and assist someone like I did. I was someone's assistant for so many years, not because I wanted to be a DJ. Because I thought he was a cool chap and he needed my help. And he was a friend of mine and he was going traveling. And I said, let me go. I used to carry his bags and watch him. And that's how I learned. Simple. Today, I can play 30 styles of music. DJs cannot even count 5 styles of music on their hand today, you know? So I can play 30 styles of music flawlessly, like for hours and hours. That's what DJs are supposed to do. They cannot even get one correct. They say, I play techno, but their techno sounds, I don't know. It's not even techno. It just sounds like boom, boom, boom. That's not techno. See, nowadays, actually, the DJ should be better because they have the internet. At my time, we never had internet. Download speeds were crazy. It was stupid. Like one track, a 3-minute track would take all night to download. Here, you press a button, you have like in 2 seconds, you have a track on your computer.
Yeah.
And even after all this technology, I find it difficult to book DJs. Can you imagine? Because I want to have a good time in my club. I want to have a good time at my party, right? I want the audience to say like, wow, I've never heard this music. So it's very difficult for me to search good music. I can probably pick 5 or 10 DJs across India who are amazing. That's all. And that's terrible. Like, how do you expect the scene to be good when you have only 10 DJs in India? And those are the ones which are not getting booked. The terrible ones are getting booked. The terrible ones are coming all across the world over here to play for 1 hour. Does it make sense? I mean, for me, I don't want to go out of Cirrus, which is a 2-acre property. I don't want to go even like 5 kilometers away or even 1 kilometer away to play for 1 hour. I said, you want to book me? You book me for minimum 3 hours. Only then it makes sense for me to take my ass from here and go to another place. And then you provide me a good sound system. And that's when we can educate people. And that's when you will have a better impact. Because otherwise, it's just another, it's like jerking off, man. It's literally jerking off every day. Like, ah, okay, done. You know, when do you want to do the real thing? That is what is missing. I'm not saying get into vinyl immediately. No, I mean, I understand. Even I never got it. Listen, by the way, I don't have a rich father or a rich mother who's thrown all these things at me. Huh? I have over 7,000 records today. But how did it come from? Where did it come from? Because I wanted, I saw that, wow, that looks amazing. First of all, I didn't understand about sound earlier. And then I realized that this sounds better. It looks better. I can tell a story with every vinyl of mine. And you know, it's respecting someone's art. You're paying for it. You have it as a physical copy. And there's a lot with vinyl. But yes, it's not everybody can afford it. But with time, you can. You can start somewhere. Yeah. I mean, I think this 1 hour is not enough to talk about music. I can go for hours because each and every topic is so detailed. You can talk about mixers for 1 hour. We can talk about CD players for 1 hour. We can talk about vinyl, MP3, WAVs, AIFF. We can talk about all how to run a club. This is a never-ending subject and a never-ending topic. 1 hour is, I mean, I'll just give you
this is your podcast. You can keep coming anytime you want. Every time you feel, okay, chalo, this is what I want to speak about. Come on, hop on board. No worries. We're a never-ending podcast. But in general, I see a lot of good things happening at Cirrus. I know a lot of boys from Pune who are there with you. What's the environment in terms of the music? How do you teach them? Do you train them? Do you groom them in terms of DJing? How do you improve artists?
Yeah, it's a process, no? I mean, I want people who are just not interested in music, who are interested in a lifestyle, who understand what Cirrus is about. So I want people to have many, many skills so that tomorrow you go anywhere in the world, you don't have to be a DJ, you know? Like, for example, there's Village Kids now. There is Sagar and Priyanshu right now who've just come in. They come here almost every second day. They've got their home, but they find Cirrus so amazing because they get to do carpentry. They get to DJ. They get to watch me DJ. They get to watch other DJs. I've given them some vinyl as gifts. They come and they play them. So Cirrus is a place where you learn many different skills. Like, I may not have a skill right now, but if someone comes here, a volunteer or someone with that skill, I will pick up that skill. Maybe I don't become the best at it, but at least I have some knowledge about it, some basic knowledge. The ABC is enough. And then if a smart person can carry on, you know, with what they like, if that is interesting. Like, I'm not a carpenter, but I built an amazing Jeep out of wood with another carpenter. You know, I did welding for the first time and the Jeep is traveled all across India. It's come out perfect. Even some engineers, some automobile engineers are saying, wow, how do you all manage that? It's because we had the desire and the will to do it. It's just that there's too much fear being put. You need to get rid of fear and start just saying, I want to do this. Means I want to do it and I want to do it.
Right.
And that's what I tell the kids over here. And even Indra, for example, Indra Mogasu, their music has changed after coming to Cirrus. People come and tell me, Iggy, what have you done to them? I'm like, just expose them. That's it. You just need to expose. And that's the job of an older DJ, to expose the new kids to something that they've never heard. I mean, why are people going to a club to listen to the same music that they can hear on their phone or on iTunes or on, what is that? Spotify. I don't even have Spotify, by the way. I don't have any of these kachara tools, as I call, you know. You have to dig. You need to go to a record shop. You need to go online. And there are many other methods. If everyone's going to use the same tool, everyone's going to sound the same. Where's the identity?
Yeah, because like everyone's stuck into every DJ. Like, you know, maximum what people do is Beatport top 100, Traxsource top 100.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. Beatport top 100. And and I have another problem with the music that's coming out nowadays. I mean, I hardly play any new music. I play most of the stuff that was made in the late 80s, early 80s, 90s, 2000. I still play old music. And a lot of new DJs who come here, they're like, wow, Iggy, what was that music? I said, that was made in 1990. Like, no, you're lying to me. I'm like, yes. And this, like, few months ago, I pulled out my CD collection. And the Mogasu himself, he said, Iggy, they're playing CDs. I've never heard CDs in a long time. And that music sounds so great. I said, yeah, that's almost 15 years old collection of mine. And he was shocked. Chetan was shocked about it. And he's like, that good music at that time. So a lot of new kids, they don't know. So you need to go back. You need to learn about the history. If you don't know history, how will you? And very soon that history is going to be wiped out. So you better, you know, with all these internet scams happening, everyone's becoming the pioneer. Like, for example, Nikhil is the pioneer of dance music in India. He is not, you know, let me tell him, he is not. There are many people who came and went before him. He's actually the pioneer of fucking up the scene in India with his bad taste in music and making stupid festivals. Anyway, that's one topic. There are many flunkies like that, you know. You need to understand why you're here in the business. You need to love it. You need to really, really love it, and you'll make money off it. Like, I never imagined so much equipment in my life, but I wanted to have my own club. When I first visited Tito's, I was like, wow, this is amazing. I was probably like maybe 16 or something. And today I have my own club. And as I said, my mom is an ordinary school teacher. Yeah, she makes 5,000 rupees a month. And to feed 3 boys, I got everything by myself. Simple as that. Everything.
So you're talking about your mom. I see a lot of your Instagram stuff in terms of what you're doing with the fitness. I see your mom's pretty fit as well. I've heard that you guys have gone trekking and stuff, taking her along. Tell us about how can she be so fit at that age.
Yeah, I've made her fit. I mean, she's always been a go-getter, my mom. You know, she's always like on the run. But she was never fit. I mean, she appeared fit. Like, you know, sometimes food you make at home,
yeah,
it appears healthy and hygienic. For sure it's hygienic because it's made in your own home. You're controlling the everything. But it could be very unhealthy. So my mom was doing all the running around, but she was unhealthy. She was fat. And now I made her lose weight. It's been a few years. She's moved in with me and I control. I'm like a dictator with her. I tell her, mom, if you want to stay with me, it's my rules. It's my house. Your house, your rules, I will try and observe them. If I cannot follow your rules, I won't come to your house. I'm like that. So that's why I build my space where I make my rules. And if you really want to change your ways, then you need to follow it 100%. There's no cheating. So yeah, I've put her on the diet. And the moment she leaves this space and she goes to her extended family, her sister, and she does all her other nonsense, then she'll fall sick and she'll come back to me. And she gets really seriously sick. And I've treated my mom without any medicine. And a lot of people say, Iggy, you're not a real doctor. I'm like, then go take her to the real doctor and let's see what happens and let's see how long she survives. That also they won't do, you know. But I know what I'm doing.
So what's your daily, how does your entire day go through in terms of your fitness, in terms of your music? How do you spend your day from morning to evening?
Morning, when if I wake up early, if I'm not playing the previous night, I'll wake up and exercise. I'll do my stretching. And then I'm on the phone answering emails, Instagram queries, online diet tips for people, feeding the dogs, watching the goats. I've set up a space. Now I'm just overlooking. I've given the roles to key people, Mohit, Alistair, Indra. They take care of their departments. And now I'm watching them and grooming them to become the leaders of that department. And don't come to me for every fucking thing, you know. Like, take that role and make sure it's done. Apply your brains. If you come to me for everything, it's going to be always dependency on Iggy for everything, you know. And it's going to fry my head also, you know. I need to have my mental space. I need to think about my music. I need to focus on that because music is something I really love. And I know all these things are important to go along with the music. That's why I did all of these other things, because playing music alone is not enough. We need to eat healthy. We need to exercise. We need to meditate. Oh, so many things, man, to go along with it. I mean, I've lost so many DJ friends of mine to drugs, to alcohol, bad food, late nights. There's no other discipline besides music. And then that doesn't become a discipline anymore. It becomes like an addiction, you know. Play music every night. I want to play for people. It's like, yeah, Instagram followers, no? You are addicted. You keep getting addicted to that feeling of like being like the best and the king of that territory, you know. Oh, I have so many fans. You also need to take rest. And that's how I've lost a lot of friends. I've lost a lot of DJ friends too. They've lost their hearing. Yeah. Some of them are already 40 to 60% deaf. They cannot do what they love most. And the DJs who started even 10 years after me have already become deaf. I still have my ears intact. Sometimes Indra is playing his music so loud. I'm like, Indra, you need to start producing your music on a low volume and it'll be better. Because the louder you make it, you're losing the details. You're just, I keep pointing Indra. Almost every second, third day, I'm telling Indra, Indra is 22. Yeah. Or 23. If he doesn't learn now, he's going to lose his hearing in 3-4 years. That's another thing. When DJ schools, when I'm playing back to back with some DJs, I notice that the headphone volume is super loud. It's directly in your ear, you know. So that's another thing that's destroying ears. People are destroying their ears, and then when you go to a club, yeah, start sounding the way it's supposed to, and then you start pushing it more. And there are normal people with good hearing. They will leave the floor. So
what do you think the biggest mistakes that the DJs are doing? You know, who you've seen around the new DJs, what do you think are the key mistakes that they're doing right now? Because I think it will help a lot of people.
it's very difficult to say this one in particular. There are many things that are going wrong from the beginning, from starting from the headphone volume to a bad mixer, to a bad CD player, to a bad sound system, a bad teacher, and then getting sucked into this whole social media. So
let's start off with technically when a DJ is mixing, the art of, you know, of beat matching and DJing. What do you think are the first mistakes that the DJ is doing on a skill set, you know, from the skill set?
The volume is too much. The volume, it's too loud. You need to bring the volume down. You need to get from MP3, you need to change to WAV. Long hours of listening to MP3 tires the ears. So what is happening is, now this is very difficult for a layman to calculate. If you go to a club, a person might feel uncomfortable. He may not be able to tell the reason why. It actually is the sound, because the acoustics are so bad that it's making the ears uncomfortable. Subconsciously, you're feeling uneasy and you want to leave. So that's what I noticed. You enter a club and the DJ is banging music at like 7 in the evening. There is no format. There is no lo-fi stuff. There is no jazz. There is no hip-hop. There's just like boom, 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 boom. And it's so loud. And there are only 4 or 5 people. Why do you need loud music when there are 4 or 5 people? You increase the SPL only when more people have come in, you know? Only if it's really, really necessary. And then it's not like straight volume all through the night. You need to go up, you need to bring it down, you need to go up again, you need to bring it down. So that is missing. The sound quality is missing. You know, main thing is the acoustics of the place and the sound, which creates a huge difference. Even classrooms, for example, college classroom, school rooms, they're very bad, so the teachers have to shout loudly. And the acoustics of the place is one of the most important. So the club owners, they'll design a place and then they'll put the sound system inside. You need to first understand where you're going to put the sound and then you're going to make the acoustics according to the sound. So from the roots itself, they have fucked it up. How do you expect it to grow? How do you expect it to grow? You don't. Yes, an outdoor venue, you can never go wrong. I'm talking about indoors. Outdoor, you put 2 speakers, 2 tops, 2 subs or 4 subs and you get it right if the sound system is correct. If it's built as per, now nowadays everything is plug and play. Again, they want to do shortcuts. They want to make everything digital. Digital can be good, but you need to spend a lot of money to get to make something digital sound very good. So you rather go analog. Analog gear is much more heavier. That's the only sort of disadvantage. So there's not one thing, you know. There are multiple things across. I mean, I'm used to good. Back 20 years ago, sound systems were better. Clubs were better. Way better than what they are now. You go to Wagathur, there are maybe 10 or 20 clubs, I don't know, that whole area. None of them have a good sound system, except for one, which is Bowtie, which has got our sound system there. We've got our own handcrafted sound. But you know what they did? They got a bad mixer because the DJs want a bad mixer. They don't know why they want a Pioneer mixer. I'll tell you why they want a Pioneer mixer, because it has effects and very stupid effects. It's like a kid who got a toy, you know, beep, 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 boom, 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 bam, bam, and some bells and some filter. And that's exciting for them. But they're not excited about how clean the sound is. They don't know because there's no one to teach them. And what happens to club owners? They give in to these DJs. I'm also a club owner, but I never give in to DJs. I tell them, oh, you want a Pioneer? But how about I give you something better? And they're like, you have something better than Pioneer? I said, yeah, come. We'll do an A-B test and you tell me whether you like Pioneer from now or whether you like this mixer from now or whether you like Alanine. You choose. And they all choose the better one because now they have an A-B testing. One thing you need to know about sound. If you go to a club, immediately the sound system might sound good to you because you don't have a reference. You don't have another sound system side by side. So to get to know what is a good sound system, they have to be literally side by side because within 5 seconds, you forget what the tone of that sound system was. So if you listen to a sound system here and you walk, say, 2 minutes and you listen to another sound system, both sound good to you. But they have to be really side by side. 2 mixes have to be side by side playing one channel A, one channel B and the same track on both sides. And then you will know what to like. There is no demo system anywhere in India like that. You go to a big fair like the one which happens in Bombay, the sound and light thing. What is it?
Palm Expo.
Palm Expo. You go to Palm Expo, it's about exposing sound and lights, but you can only see, you cannot hear. What, have we come to buy sound system by looking at it? I can make a fancy looking sound system, paint it in gold and sell it to you then. And that's what's happening. That's why all the Chinese brands are getting sold in India. They make them look really amazing from the outside and our idiots go and buy it. No testing, no need to hear the sound. It looks good, now must be also sounding good. So Function 1, for example, that people talk about is for me a very mediocre sound system. Void, very mediocre sound system. Why are people buying it? Looks good. You put it side by side to Big Butt Audio, you will know which one is better. That's the only way you test it. So yeah, those are one of my points I was making about sound system.
This vinyl ambulance thing, what exactly is it? You've got a bus or a tour bus installed. What's the plan with it? What are you going to do?
I built it like about 7 years ago, approximately. The original one, the first one, it was a mini school bus. I opened up another place in North India, in Chalal. And instead of flying there with all our tools, it was complicated. The investor, we told the investor, listen, he's a friend of mine. He's like, Iggy, let's open another place. And I said, instead of that, let's buy a school bus. Because there was a school bus for sale. My girlfriend then found a school bus. And we bought it, and we bought it for 90,000. We built it in another, say, a lakh. And we're on the road, you know, with the whole crew, with the dogs, with the sound system. Better than flying and taking trains, because it's so hectic. You're independent. And so then we came back after one season, and the bus was just lying there. And I was getting annoyed, because for me, if something is lying there and not getting used, I start getting anxious. So then I came up with the name Vinyl Ambulance. And I said, let's take the Cirrus vibe anywhere across the country. And let's call this the Vinyl Ambulance. And let's only play vinyl. And let's only get DJs who play vinyl. And that's how, or have played vinyl at least once in their life, to play on this, you know. So then that's how the project Vinyl Ambulance came into the picture. And then eventually I got the second Jeep, and we made the second one completely out of wood and recycled plastic. So, and now we're doing a third one, and then the fourth one. So the idea was to go anywhere and make a party without any restrictions, you know. So we have a sound system which can cater approximately even up to 2,000 people on the Vinyl Ambulance, on that little ambulance. So it can make 2,000 people really, really go crazy. And we've done it in the past. Just two tops and a few subs, they fit inside that. And it sounds better than any club, any so-called super club in India. Sounds better. Because I remember the first time we introduced it was in Hyderabad, at this place called Prism. And they spent up to more than a crore rupees on their sound system. And one of the owners came outside and he's like, why does your sound system sound better? I'm like, because it's just tuned to perfection, and you guys have hired some sellers, not sound engineers, you know. That's what I'm saying. There are a lot of sellers in the market. They're not actually sound engineers, passionate sound engineers who will give you good advice. They just want to sell you a brand. So that's the difference. We make our own sound system, but we can also install other sound systems in your club, or in your home, depending on your budget and depending on your likes and dislikes, you know. So like today, by far, Big Bud Audio is the best sound system in the country. Like DJs who've played said, we've been exposed to such shit, and now they've been spoiled by playing on Big Bud Audio. This is what the reviews that they give us, you know. So, and again, I'm not here to flood the market with the sound system. We hardly have any social online or a website. There's no online presence. The only online presence is our Instagram profile. But we've set up over 300 clubs across India already. And it's only through word of mouth, you know. It's only through word of mouth. You like the sound, we will install it for you and you will be happy. Provided you take our advice from the beginning till the end, you know. Provided you don't use a shitty mixer on the sound system and you do everything properly, it's like a Rolls Royce car after that. You know, it's perfect. There's no vibration. You can keep another speaker on top of another speaker and that speaker will not fall. You know, it's made with it's made
to
perfection.
We're almost down to the end of the podcast. Before we let you go, I know there's a lot of things we can talk about, and this is just like an introductory kind of an episode where we can introduce you to the people, and obviously we'll get some questions and we'll get you back on the podcast. Yeah,
that would be nice. Are we getting questions?
Yeah, so show me this question.
We'll
keep
doing
that as much as we can, but before we let you go right now,
one by one.
Any advice you'd like to give the music, you know, the club owners? I mean, sound, of course, is what we've covered. The club owners, the promoters of events and parties, and thirdly, you know, the DJs. These three advices to these three people: the club owners, promoters, and DJs.
I think already through this little podcast, I think they've already got advice enough, especially the DJs. Owners, I would say, you know, put in the money, sit quietly in one space and give the job to the professionals. I hope you find good professionals and give it to them. Don't interfere. That's what I would like to tell them, the club owners. And about promoters, I don't know. Don't make the DJs do the promotion for you. Book a DJ. Today, till now, I don't see any promoters going scouting throughout the country and finding a talent.
Yeah, straight through.
They're just on Instagram. That's not the job of a promoter. Anyone can do that. Promoter is to get people. And how do you get people? Figure it out. Otherwise, come and take a lesson from me. I'll charge you a little.
All right. Thank you so much, Iggy. This was so much fun. I think this is the first time we've done this, and it's the first time I'm actually talking to you. And this is obviously I've heard a lot of good things about you, and this is actually true. You have so much knowledge inside, and I'm looking for having you on the podcast again. If I'm anytime around in Goa and Anjuna, I'm going to see you and say hi to you. And for anyone watching, please go and check out Sirius' Instagram. I'll add a link down there. You can check out Iggy's Instagram. Follow Breakthrough on Instagram. Let me know if you guys have any questions with this podcast. If possible, Iggy, we'll be doing a live session, a live Instagram stream, so we can immediately get in touch with people and kind of sort that out. And Iggy, obviously, you're always welcome to come on the podcast anytime there's anything interesting soon happening. Also, if you're in Pune, if you're around Pune, just come back home and just say hi, and we'll chill for sure. Thank you so much for doing this, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah.
Cheers, man. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
And that was the episode, guys. Thanks for tuning into the Breakthrough Podcast. I'm getting mad love from all of you guys from the fraternity. Continue sharing, but definitely consider subscribing, following, liking, doing all that good stuff. This definitely helps me a lot.